There you are. I was beginning to worry that you weren't coming.
Why?
Because you're really, really late.
You got lost, didn't you?
You did. You got lost. I know you did.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for coming. I know that this is really out in the sticks. The middle of nowhere. And it's not like there are any street signs around here, so I mean, it's understandable that you would get lost. Thanks for coming.
What?
Don't you think it's a bit late to be asking that? Well, you know. Asking why I brought you out in the middle of the woods in the middle of the night. When there's no one around and it's just the two of us. Now you're asking when you're here.
It's okay, I'm not going to kill you.
Probably. I won't. Probably. No, I won't. I won't kill you. Probably.
No, I just,
it's, you know, I need to show you. So, oh, you are freezing. How long have you been walking around just lost? Oh, come here. Let me. Oh, you are freezing. Oh, you poor thing. I'm sorry. I should have given you better directions.
Yes, I know. I have no sense of direction, so
I'm sorry. How's that? Let me just unzip my coat and there we go. Just coming close. Let me wrap my arms around you. There you are. Warm you up. Better? Okay. Let me just. That's nice. Oh, that's really nice. I just mean that you're warmer now. Better? Good. So, we can't stand here all night. I mean, it's, as much as I might want to, I mean, I brought you here for a reason. To kill you. Not to kill you. I'm sorry. I want to show you something. You're right, it did sound supremely dodgy. Just like I've brought you here for some nefarious purpose. You're really close. I'm warm, which is good because you were cold. So we just need to go that way. I'm sure. That way. It's not the opposite direction. That way, definitely. There's a path, see? We just need to go down here. So stay close so I don't get lost and you don't get cold. So I was here the other week. I kind of got lost. I mean, no, I was doing this thing that we don't need to talk about. And I got a little lost. And, what was I doing? Nothing. I don't let dodge. You can't. There's no way you can see if I'm blushing or not. Damn that moonlight. Fine. There was this event. And I was there. And, live action role playing. Shut up. Oh, you know I'm a geek. Shut up. That's not the. An elf princess. is why I did not tell you.
Oh, you are ridiculous.
Oh, now that's a low blow.
Well, anyway, I was here. Yes.
Yes, I was wearing a dress.
And yes, and the ears. Do you have, like, some kind of elf kink or something? I mean, if you do, I mean, that's just, I have the ears.
Joking.
Look, it doesn't matter what I was wearing. So I got lost. And, I found something. And, well, you know what? Just follow me. Close your eyes. Actually, don't close your eyes. So it's just down here. And yeah, this is it. This is it. So, nope. Don't turn around. Just, actually, close your eyes. No, I mean, it's safe now. We're not walking. Just close your eyes and I will turn you around. And okay. Not peeping. Open your eyes. Look at it. I didn't even know there was a lake here. I mean, is it even a lake? Is it more of a pond? It doesn't really matter, but it... I mean, look, it's stunning. And, look at that sky. Just look at the stars. They're so bright and clear. It's crazy. I mean, I never see a sky like that in a city. There's too much. There's too much city. I don't know. I mean, you see the stars, but you don't see them like that. They're like diamonds. It's beautiful, right? I mean, when I was here, it was just getting dark. But you could see the stars just coming out. And I thought it would be... I thought... You know, this would be the perfect place to, you're my best friend, and I love you. As a friend, not as a friend, I have practiced this. You wouldn't believe that, but I have. When I found this place, I knew it was the place that I wanted to tell you. Because, I mean, I wanted to share it with you. Because you're the person that I will... Why... Is this going so badly? You don't think it's going badly? Well, you're obviously not paying attention. You are. You're paying attention to how I look in the moonlight. How do I look in the moonlight? Oh, I look beautiful. And I'd look even more beautiful if I had the ears. Oh my god, you do have some weird elf kink. You're holding my hands. You're... No, don't not hold them. I mean, you're my best friend. And you are my favourite person. You're my person. When something happens, I want to tell you. I love you. Not as a friend. I love you. I mean, I love you. I'm in love with you. I love
And it's not the time to joke. I love you. And this is me confessing my love. And I love you as a friend and as more than a friend. Yes, I actually did practice this. Oh, I just... Oh, I'm messing it up because I'm petrified. I'm really scared right now. Why? Because I'm confessing my love to you and I... Why would I be scared when you feel the same? Oh, huh. You love me. You love me as a friend. You see, that was mean. I love you. I love you. You were just about to kiss me and I just ruined it, didn't I? Do it again. I won't talk and I'm still talking. I'll just be quiet. So okay, I'm being quiet now. Oh, I should talk now. I love you. And I knew that this was the place that I wanted to tell you because this is special and you're special. And I love you. Look at the stars. Which is perfect. Really perfect. It's so perfect. Apart from the fact that I'm not really sure where we are. I'm pretty sure that last time I was on the other side of the pond, like, and I don't know where we are. Yes, it's the middle of the night. Yes, it's the middle of nowhere. But it's romantic. Sorry. It's fine. You've got your phone. We can use... You don't have your phone. No, I left my phone in the car. Well, I didn't want to be interrupted, and I thought you'd have your phone. Oh boy. This is so very yes. Okay, so vote me. No sense of direction. But you still love me, right? Oh, come on, you still love me. I love you. Well, what are we gonna do? I mean, well, just kiss. You have the best ideas. Just. I love you. This.